Well, I've got so many things that I need to do before Christmas that this is an audio boo designed to say Happy Christmas to certain key people that have influenced my life in a very big way, who I've never met face to face. I'm doing this because one of the things I've learned during 2010 in particular is how generous the world has become. And by that I mean that there's a particular aspect of communication that's changed dramatically, and it is your ability to have contact with authors, impressive people, people who inspire you. I've had a number of contacts during the year with people who have inspired me, and it really is tremendous to compare and contrast this year with years and years and years in the past, when I read newspaper articles, I read books, I heard things on the radio, saw things on television, and wanted to have contact with the authors and couldn't. It was as if it was impossible. There were even people hired to prevent me, I'll be personal about this, getting in touch with the author. It has changed so much. Now, the person who crystallized this best of all for me was Mitch Joel, or is Mitch Joel, who's based in Canada and who wrote a book called Six Pixels of Separation, and who during this 2010 I even got to speak to on Skype. So the idea that an author would speak to me is a change, and it really is relevant because it means that an author would speak to you. We are becoming more accessible as a result of this social media technology and the culture that has been built around it. You know, I'm thinking, who else has been really big in my life from that point of view? And I have to highlight Chris Brogan. No, I've never met Chris. I've had an occasional tweet with Chris, or from him. I've read Trust Agents, which myself and Julian Smith wrote, and I admire very much as a book. But the whole way in which I see Chris interacting with other people and making himself be accessible, the one moment of all that stands out in my mind is a tweet Chris Brogan put up at one stage saying that he was going to some event, and the tweet basically encouraged people to come up to him and say hello. And the idea that you would make yourself that accessible, publicly say, look, I'm an ordinary guy who would like you to say hello to me. Oh, that's how it seemed to me. You know, greatly, greatly appeals to me. So that's Mitch Joel and Chris Brogan, and these aren't in any order of importance at all. The other guy who made a big difference in my life in 2010 is Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, why? Because I didn't know him this time last year. And secondly, because I got so much out of reading Crush It and listening to Crush It, and subsequently then watching Gary V, as he is on Twitter, speaking via YouTube, and then having a little contact with him. And he's so helpful. He really is. He's a man who has demonstrated the art of being helpful to a huge extent, and I greatly admire that. So there are three people. There are others that I would have to mention. Jeremy Cowart being one, the originator of Help Portrait. And I now have the fear that I always had if I tried to thank people, wish them a happy Christmas, I'll leave out somebody who I'll then say, oh my goodness, why didn't I think of, why didn't I mention so and so. But I guess you just live by your choices. So I'm going to mention one other person who's not American. And I mention him because there's a certain strange fondness that has developed, even though I've never met the man again. And his name is Ern Mander. And we got in touch via Audioboo and have had a number of contacts. And there's just something unusually warm and varied in the contact I've had with him. So I'm lying here in bed in Ireland. I'm lying here before the start of the day. I'm in my parents-in-law's house, and it's all quiet everywhere else. And I'm just sort of thinking about these people, thinking about the contribution they made. I guess I have to chuck one more person into the mix, and it's Seth Godin, or Godin. He doesn't tweet as far as I know, but I have read him, and I have to pay tribute to Lynchpin. It really helped me a lot during the year, the book. He puts up short blog posts, which is a great form. It's almost like a new literary form. So there you are. They at least I feel that I've said thank you to you people. The last thing I'm conscious suddenly of is the fact that none of them is a woman. And this is very bad from my point of view, because I actually am acutely conscious always of how much I love women. And if I do something that doesn't demonstrate that. So I'm going to mention one other person who's a very big blogger. Her name is Renee Blodgett, and she's over there in California, in San Francisco. And I came in touch with her via the Dublin Web Summit and via David Ivor Smith, who put us in touch with each other. And I've had a little bit of contact with Renee Blodgett. And besides being extraordinarily impressed with what she's done over the years, and especially the idea of travelling geeks, and if you Google her, you'll understand what I mean. But it's important for me to mention the very important role that women have played in my life, not just in 2010, but always. But what I want to really do is to flag up my love for women. They're just wonderful, wonderful people. So there we are. I wish everybody a great, great Christmas.